Hey, God's great and awesome people. I pray that you are all doing well wherever you may be around the globe. I pray that you are doing well. For this is a day that the Lord has made, and I have decided to rejoice and be glad in. And I hope and pray that is your prayer as well. Thank you for tuning in to Mental and Love Notes 101, or whether you are tuning in from the YouTube channel. I pray peace and blessing be upon you. This is your girl, CL Suz, and I am so thankful and elated that you are here with me on this day, on this glorious day. Let me know that you are doing well. You may not feel well, you may not look well, things may not be well in your life, but you are here in the land of the living to get it right with the Father. Repent. For this is the way of the Lord. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. God is doing something mighty in the land. He's doing something major in the land. Even when the enemy come in like a flood, guess what? God, Jehovah Nissi, is still lifting up a bloodstained banner against them. And I'm so elated and I am so thankful for the God that we serve. A God who will repent of nothing that he said and done, but will back up. This is the part that I love about God. He will back up what he said. He will back up what he will do. He will back up his plans for you and me. You and I. God, the same God. The great and awesome, mighty God that we serve. If you have your Bible, and if you have your word, if you have your tool in your hand, whatever it is, make sure you are following me in scriptures. And I'll be coming from Numbers chapter 23. And I will be reading from the King James Version, starting at verse 8. Verse 8 said, Numbers 23, verse 8. It said, how shall I curse whom God has not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom the Lord has not defiled? From the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I behold him. Lo, the people shall dwell alone, and shall not be reckoned among the nation. Who can count the dust of Jacob, and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. And Balak said unto Balaam, what hast thou done unto me? I took thee to curse my enemies, and behold, thou hast blessed them all together. Now go down to verse 19. Verse 19 readeth thus, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Verse 20, behold, I have received the commandment to bless, and he has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. When he has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. If I can leave with you anything today, it will simply be, you are blessed. And if I can give you a subtopic, when the curse has been reversed. In considering this text, I know that there are some who may still participate in curse words, or still participate in the negative word curses, such as with our dear brother in the New Testament named Peter, the one that cursed and swore he knew not Jesus. But the curse that this certain passage of scripture is referring to is in the sense of damnation, right? Webster defines curse as the expression of a wish that misfortune, that evil, that doom befall a person or a group of people. A curse is something that is intended to cause such misfortune to another. Another terminology that is used is accursed. Here we see Balak, who hired Balaam to set a curse on the children of Israel. It's often amazing to me how some people are so intimidated of you and you are not even thinking about them. Balak was terrified considering all the kingdoms that Israelites had already conquered, so he wanted to cause a curse to stop them. He wanted to be that portion of them, to be misfortune to them. He didn't realize that God had already told Israel to not even harm the Moabites. Even in Nehemiah 13:2, because they met not the children of Israel with bread and with water, but hired Balaam to come against them, that he should curse them. How about that it was our God that turned the curse into a blessing? It's the same God that turned the blessings into the curse into a blessing. When the curse had been reversed, there are times in scripture, even in today's society, that God himself calls the people to be cursed because of their own actions, self-inflicted wounds. He declared in his word, even in the book of Deuteronomy 28:15, he said, all the curses will befall you if you do this or if you do that. Malachi 2:2 said, if you hear not, and if you do not lay it into your heart to give God the glory unto his name, he said, you are cursed. He will curse your blessing if you refuse to give him what's due unto him. He said, I have cursed them already because you do not lay it to heart. Even though we are saved, sanctified, speaking in fire, filled with the Holy Ghost, but guess what? You're still causing yourself to be cursed if you do not continue to keep God first in your life. However, he did give us the keys and the power to bind and to loose. He did give us the power to allow our anointing to break, and not just break, but destroy every yoke. He did give us the power to discern spirits so we can see those hidden things that Psalm 62:4 declared. Folks will consult to cast you down from excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Even in Galatians 3:10, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continues not in all the things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Many times that we see in the word of God that when God said, you know, he wanted us to do the commandments, he wanted us to abide by his statute, he wanted us to abide by the laws of the land, he said, you are blessed if you do them. But thanks be to God that he has redeemed us from the curse of the law and being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. When we give God what is required of us, he will call us blessed. When we give God what is required of us, he will call us blessed when the curse has been reversed. I walk in the blessings of the Lord because I do according to the blessings of the Lord. I do according to the word of the Lord, his will and his way. This man that was hired named Balaam was so called to be a man of God, but it seems to me he was more like a mercenary or a sorcerer, but definitely not a missionary. But he was one that claimed to hear from God. He was one that claimed he could see visions from God. He was one that claimed to be notorious in his community for the blessings and the cursing of people. But let me be able to tell you, but he could not see that even in the Bible, that it was talking in the scripture said that he could not even see the angel of the Lord with the sword that was before him. You're the same one that knows the will of God. You're the same one that claims that you know the hearing of the God that we serve voice. You're the same one that says you can do this and you can do that, but you didn't even see that the angel was about to destroy you. You could not see that the angel of the Lord with the sword about to destroy him on his quest. So much so, it said in the Bible that the donkey was able to see rather than the man. We humans, when we get beat down from people's comments about us, we stop praying for them. We miss the message behind the message. We miss the message behind the pain. We miss the message behind how we are feeling in our emotions. And we stop praying for who we need to pray for. But here this donkey was interceding on the behalf of his master. We need to ask God to help develop our response. Because there are times our response isn't holy. Hello, somebody. There are times that our response is not holy. It's a time that our response is not that of the will of the Lord. It's our response. Is it of God or is it of self? When we see folks who are praying for whatever situation, but still going in the same direction. You praying, but you're still going in the wrong direction. Did you take time to hear the Father's voice? Not listening to his instructions will call damnation to your soul. Who is it that is covering you in prayer when you are in the wrong? Because even this Balaam, who was in the wrong, who was doing against what God told him to do, it was the donkey who was interceding for him. It was the donkey who was standing in the gap for him. It was the donkey who was able to see the enemy on his behalf because he wasn't even able to see it. Who is covering you when you're in the wrong? Not helping you do wrong, but covering you from the wrong for that you don't get killed. Folks that hate you will never cover you in prayer. Folks that stop talking to you won't cover you in prayer. Folks that are envious of you will not cover you in prayer. The folks that are jealous of you will not cover you in prayer. The folks that hate your guts, malice, envious, they will not cover you in prayer. Who is covering you in prayer? They know how to pray on you, P-R-E-Y. But they do not know how to pray, P-R-A-Y, for you. According to research, and according to what we know, most of us, that donkeys, when they are scared, they will freeze up. When they are scared, they won't do anything. That's why they've been called and given the name to be stubborn. They'll investigate whatever scared them, which give them the reputation of being stubborn. I'm not moving until I know what I'm scared of. I'm not moving until I know what's a hindrance. I'm not moving until I know what's standing in my way. I'm not moving until I realize. And so they become what the name called stubborn. Stubborn asses. If you want to go to the King James Version, right? Stubborn. Typically, they very obedient and loyal creatures. And once trusted, they have been established, they would do anything to protect their owners. Here this donkey was beating. This donkey was beat continuously because he's kept stopping. He was seeing the angel with the sword, but he kept stopping. But yet he would get beat because he stopped. Sometimes you can get beat down for telling somebody what thus says the Lord, and yet you helping them when you stop. You helping them when you continue to pray for them. You helping them, and they don't even realize they're in danger. But yet you get the ramification behind their actions. That donkey was beat continuously, but didn't stop interceding for her owner. The donkey was willing to suffer the cause of hurt, of causing the hurt his or her owner, because they loved him, because they had to protect him from harm, because Balaam didn't even know that he was in harm's way. Sometimes we need to ask ourselves, if the donkey can intercede, what's wrong with me? Why are we so easily to give up? Have we ever considered asking God to open our eyes to the one we are praying for? Open the eyes of the one that we are praying for. Open the eyes of the one that we are praying for. Elijah did it. Open their eyes so they may see what I see. God had to open up the mouth of the donkey and the eyes of Balaam to see that he was about to be destroyed because he was going in his own way. And just like Balaam and his adamant pursuit against the children of Israel, there are people the enemy uses to want to curse you and curse your children and curse your family. But thanks be to God, he won't allow it. But what God allowed was a curse to be reversed on them. What God allowed is what you want to cause them to be cursed, but I'm going to reverse it to the blessings. I'm going to call them blessed. You want them to be the curse, but I'm getting ready to call them to be blessed. Not only them, but Balaam as well. He used Balaam as an instrument to get his word out, but God was in no way pleased of how it was being done. Balaam was very receptive, but also he was deceptive of the things that he was doing. You cannot curse what God has already declared blessed. I don't care who you are. You don't have that much power. You don't have power over God. You cannot and you will not be able to curse what God has already declared blessed. This is the things we must consider to make sure that we stay in the blessing even when curses are trying to come our way. We must be in a position to hear the Father and Him alone. We can't serve two masters. It's impossible. We must be willing to speak only what we hear from the Father. To know the truth and don't speak the truth, what is the use of living the truth? We must cease from inviting folks in our homes that speak contrary to the word of God. We must cease from inviting folks in our homes that speak contrary to the word of God. Balaam invited these men, the elders, and then send more prestige. Balaam, he ended up sending more prestige men into his home, and God did not approve of it. Then try to make it sound good. I will hear from God and see what he says unto me. Really? God gave him specific instructions though. To get rid of them. But he refused to do what God said. What God said is what he meant. And he's not changing his mind just because it's you. Who are you? We must continue to intercede despite the pain. And in the midst of interceding, God is going to give you some answers. God, the reason why we pray because we seek answers from the Father. There are times that you have to pray, yes. And there's a time that you need to execute what you done heard. What did the Father tell you to do? How did the Father tell you to move? How did the Father tell you to help them? Because sometimes we can entitle people rather than help them. We can hinder them rather than help them. We can delay them rather than help them. If a person got a sickness, get them some help. Praying is good, but go get them some help. Because if not, you're just watching them die in their own mess. Don't let your ego get you killed. We must discern spiritually. Some things is not always the devil. Some things are just us. We must forgive, and continue to forgive. Don't let the enemy hold you in the bondage of offense. Don't let the enemy hold you in a bondage of not being able to forgive your brethren. Don't let the enemy hold you in bondage of not being able to repent when you've done something wrong. Take accountability for you. Stop trying to shift blame and take accountability for you.
Confess any hidden sin. Do a self-examination on your heart daily. Not just today, but daily. I don't care how many times you come to the altar. Make sure that your altar of your heart is in order. Balaam told them to prepare 7 altars, 7 rams and 7 oxen, but yet still his heart still wasn't right. I don't care how much you put on the altar, make sure your heart is pure. We must know what we possess. Want to give you something already yours. They wanted to try to give you something. Look, Balak even said that the Lord has kept you back from honor. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. You see how people will try to be deceitful? You see how people will try to use and throw their weight around? We must know what we already possess. Honor is already given from the Lord. How can you, with your dirty heart and your unclean hands, think you're going, or the Lord kept you back from honor? Because he refused to do what he wanted him to do. Balaam refused to curse somebody that God has already said they was blessed. He said, I hired you to curse them and you blessed them. What have you done to me? We must know what we possess. Want to give you something that's already yours. Look, that doesn't charm me because you want to give me something that's already mine. That's not going to make me do against what God told me to do. I'm following his instruction, not yours. Balak did not understand what he was causing upon himself when he wanted to curse what God had declared blessed. God said that he will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse him that cursed thee. And thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. If you want to come against what God already called blessed, well, you go right ahead. I promise you, you won't get far. Matthew 5:44, but I say to you, have love for those who are against you, and make prayer for those who are cruel to you. A lot of people have knowledge of the word and try to use it against you. But I promise you, it'll backfire. You can't use the word to come against those that are living the word. Let me say that again. You can't use the word to come against those that are living the word. It would be just like a gun that when it ricochets, it comes right back to you. God call you a blessed people. You walk in your blessing. Who cares if they try to curse you? Who cares if they plotted against you? Who cares if they try to ensnare you with something? God said, if I call you blessed, you are blessed. You fall in a curse when you try to do things that they doing and they already in the wrong. Continue to intercede though ye one for another, that you continually to be blessed. The Beatitudes, blessed are they, the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Bless those who have said all manner of evil against you, bless them. Bless those that despitefully use you, bless them. When you walk in the blessings of the Lord, you're going to do what the blessings say do, bless them. And let me just make put this news flash out there. Because so many people are walking in error and don't even realize they're walking in error. When we begin to start saying certain things, we need to be careful about what we're saying. Even when we're praying for those loved ones, and even when we are pouring our heart to God, and I know sometimes we get so emotional and we just start saying and praying anything. But when you begin to start saying, and I have seen it and I have done it, and I'm not saying I haven't, and I have repented from it. But when you start saying, even a person who has been addicted, or even a person who has become on some type of substance, or, you know, drinking alcohol, whatever it has been. When we begin to say, God, let them drink until it make them sick. You are walking in witchcraft. That's a witchcraft prayer. Nowhere in scripture did God tell you to pray something on somebody else. He's smoking marijuana. I hope that marijuana make him sick. That's a witchcraft prayer. Repent today. Oh, here's another one. Send it back to the sender. I send it back to the sender. That's a witchcraft prayer. Nowhere in scripture did God tell you to send it back to the sender. What the enemy meant for bad, God said, I will turn it around for your good. They were trying to curse the people that God had already said they were blessed. You sometimes speak things upon your own self. God said, When the enemy meant for your bad, I will turn it around for your good. Let God do the reversing. Let God do the reversing. When you do according to what God told you to do, he will do the reversing. You don't have to get your hands dirty. God said, I will bless you. He said, I already called you to be blessed. I already called you to be blessed. I already told them they are blessed people. I can't curse what God already blessed. I don't have that much power. And I think Balaam thought he had more power than God. The Lord kept you back from honor. Really? Bless him. Our job is easy. All God told us to do is bless him. Bless him. Speak life. Even though it won't. Yeah, I understand. I get it. But speak life. I get it, but I learned from it. Speak life. That you don't find yourself coming against an angry God because you're trying to curse what he already blessed. Stay in the vein of God. Stay at the heart of God. Stay at the ear where he can hear. You can hear him speak clearly. Keep your ear sharp. Keep your ear sharp. Keep your ear sharp. And how can I keep my ear sharp? I can't let in and everything come in it. Walk in the blessings of the Lord, good people. Because the blessing of the Lord is for those who walk with a pure heart and clean hands. All right, I pray blessings be upon you. I pray God's face continue to smile upon you. I pray that you will turn from your wicked ways or if you're walking in any. And hey, continue to stand in the face of God. This is your girl, CL Suss.